It doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Your balls are showing.
Thank you for pressing the self-destruct button.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, command Maniac lie down with hands behind back.
Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-Mart's top of the line. You find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Details for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You got one person online. The workload is enough for like 10 users. I think we got a hacker.
I want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant. Wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a message?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air. Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
The greatest songs of all time.
Without a doubt. Evening, boys and girls.
Ladies and gentlemen. People with undefinable gender.
I went through. Oh, okay. Sorry. Those of you without indefinable gender. Man, my headphones sound weird.
Are you with me?
I'm with you, brother.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Boys and girls and those of you without definable gender.
It is now time for the world's greatest internet radio show.
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be right back.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard it before, you're going to hear it again. It is now time for
Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
And I'm still Trencher. I don't know, I felt like I had to follow up. Hi, I'm Murphy. And,
well, I had to disconnect.
This is the news.
I had to disconnect Leroy's microphone tonight.
Yeah, Leroy hasn't fixed our audio, but listen to this. That's still that fucking line. Leroy, you're going to get fired if it isn't fixed soon.
We can't fire him.
What?
We can't fire him.
Oh, you're telling me we hired him under affirmative action?
Yeah, dude, we can't fire our only minority.
Fuck! I'm a minority. I'm adopted.
Dude,
not enough of us are
there. You're a white kid. Shut up.
Shit. I'm white and I'm German. Well, not German-American,
that
but
makes
German
so much sense now.
Stop.
Why we only have the one black guy.
Shut the fuck up.
And the no Jews sign outside
what?
The
no,
door.
No, we do not have a no Jews sign. Well, maybe. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. All right, Spank Wagon Radio, you can find us on our official website.
Spankwagon.net.
And, of course, for those of you listening, it looks like we got a... God, we got a lot of people already in the chat room.
Dude, it's great, man.
This is awesome.
Oh, hey, there's Bert, man. Haven't seen you in a
while.
Dude,
I love it. Someone by the name of Blue Buddha. The first thing I do is mention Thrill Kill Cult.
Nice.
You know, there's a reference there. Someone got it other than me. It was
my
nice.
My life with the Thrill Kill Cult.
Awesome music. Always loved it until they went to that whole glam pop crap. Back when they were a little more darker and sinister, it was great. All right, hey, wow, everybody in the chat room, welcome, hang out for a while. Yes, Juke is reminding himself he's the Juke.
He is the Juke.
The Juke. Hang out in the chat room for a while. It always pays off in the end or in the long run. Holy shit. A lot of energy seeing a chat room this full.
It's nice,
this
man.
Early
it's
in the
good.
Show. It's great.
This is for you guys.
The end of the song.
We salute them.
Lots of news, lots of shit to go over this week.
Oh, hell yeah.
Lots of arguments to be had.
Yeah.
Of course, we're going to be taking your calls. You are listening to a show that, if you're listening to us live, we encourage everyone to call in, vent, complain, bitch, enjoy. You can give us a call. Our lines are open, 1-866-587-6257. Let's do that one more time, 1-866-587-6257. For those of you who have a broken 6 key on your telephone, virtual one, or for those of you who are local Vegas, 383-8120, and 702 is our area code here.
Yep.
Don't forget that.
I'd like to throw a quickie out to Rufus, who made probably the most poignant post of the evening so far in
so
the chat
far,
room.
What did Rufus say in the chat room?
Penis.
Dick?
Penis.
Dick.
No, just penis.
Cock?
Never call it penis. Penis makes it sound like it's little and it's sick. Cock makes it sound like it has a sombrero and a gun.
It's Joe Rogan.
That's right,
thank
baby.
You. Thank you. I had to think about it, but I knew it would be Joe Rogan. All right, so Rufus is already talking about his penis. Blue Buddha is talking about anal warts. We're up for a really great show.
We are. Hey, and we got some representing from our new guys, Fox FM, in there already.
Already, I noticed that. Actually, why don't we cover that now? Let me bring up
yeah,
my...
Yeah, bring it up, man. We got some new syndicates this week.
Yeah, we do. Hold on.
I've hey, got to guest bring it up. 1-2, whatever it is.
2.
Yeah. You're fucked now.
What,
looking
what?
For my... Where's the pad?
What are you looking for?
The pad of paper. It's... Fucking Christ. He used the whole fucking pad of paper.
Here. And I love it when people use the whole pad of paper and they save the cardboard. Like, the cardboard's ever going to come in handy, like,
you
later on.
You got a pen
on.
Over there, too? Shit.
Jesus Christ. What am I looking like, an Office Max?
Yes, bitch.
See this pen?
Yeah.
You know where you want need to stuff it?
Why?
Oh,
hey, look at that. We got love already.
Jesus Christ, a little earlier for love, too. Spank Wagon Radio, you were on the air. Or not.
What the fuck is that shit?
That is a call to reboot the phone
Ooh.
Patch.
Wow. Caller on the phone. I don't know if you can hear us. Probably not at this point. Call back.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, it's real busy in there tonight. Gotta love that.
Gotta love that.
So, hey,
well, okay,
how's everyone's week going?
Let's cover why we're busy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, over the past week, we've learned two things. One, we learned we had a syndicate we didn't know we had.
Awesome.
Radio for Me, which you can actually find online, www.radio4me.com. So if you're catching us from Radio for Me, which I believe is also out of Kansas, or at least Kansas City, thank you. Welcome. We really appreciate the Midwest.
Howdy.
We really love the Midwest.
Send us your daughters.
send him your daughter. I'm happily married.
We come for your daughter.
He can't get enough snatch in his life.
Seriously, I don't think there's enough pussy in the world for me. Okay, they're okay, calling no, back. Let's give this a shot.
Okay, bring up the line. Bring up that. And Spankwagon.
They hung up.
Okay,
try again.
Here's how it works. We will answer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so either that or we got a pranker. The other one we got online now is a new syndicate. They are 101.9 Fox FM. Now, here's my confusion. Why is it? Because it doesn't look like it's over the air.
But they have a call sign and an actual...
But they have their... Well, they're using one. Now, the only 101.9 that I can find is actually in Europe, over in London.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, I should say the United Kingdom. I don't know exactly where. So 101.9 is like from overseas, but this guy, from his signature, is like in... dueling banjo type country.
Okay. Well, hey, look, we've got Stitch from 101.9 in the chat room. So if he'd like to explain himself in the chat room or give us a call,
we'd love to know
more about your station. We'd love to know what's going on there.
So give us a call. Let us know what's going on, everybody.
Wow. Man, it is getting full in there. That is freaking awesome.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Penis. This is Rufus. Penis.
Okay, wait, now, hold on. Hey, let this guy talk. Rufus, continue.
Rufus.
Penis.
Rufus.
See, he brings up a good point.
I don't know. It could be discussed, and you can look at it and try to validate it. Rufus, what else can you bring to the table with this?
What else do I bring to the table? I bring my penis. What else is there?
Wait. Hold on, just a second.
I gotta know. Is Rufus? He putting the penis on the table, under the table?
Wait, we are not getting busted by the FBI. Rufus, how old are you?
I'm 17.
Hang it up. I do not want 17-year-old cock on this show.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
Rufus, call us in a year. We'll be happy to talk about your cock then.
You want to talk about a dude's cock.
I'm not talking about a 17-year-old's cock.
Oh, that's true. So.
This ain't fucking Brokeback FM over here.
We got to say it now. Spankwagon Radio is intended for mature audiences only. Listen at your own risk.
Yeah, no shit. Wow, man, we got a shitload of people. Yeah, we're going to get a lot of F-bombs on this motherfucker tonight. So, hey, we've had a fun week. For those of you that haven't been paying attention, Barry Bonds is on steroids.
Well, who... Wait, was it this week that we weren't paying attention or every other week beforehand?
Actually, a lot of information came out.
Dude, we've got tons of shit. We've got our dead celebrities of the week. We've got news. We've got articles. And
I really hope you didn't throw who I think you might have thrown into the dead celebrities. I think he deserves his own segment. Not something to be discussed as thrown in with the dead celebrities. Kirby Puckett did pass away.
Well, will you shut up and let me do dead celebrities? Oh, and yes, I did. I did throw it in there because he's a celebrity.
He's
dead. He has met the two main requirements to be on Dead Celebrity of the Week.
But I just have more respect for him than that. I just get the feeling that dead celebrities, there's not a whole lot of respect going in there. I mean, there is some, but...
Okay, now here's the funny thing I just noticed in the chat room.
Timmy's 13?
No. See, Virtual One in the chat room, Virtual One just said, Claude prefer 18-year-old cock. For a fact Virtual One does not swear.
But
he does not use any profanity whatsoever.
Cock.
So whoever's using Virtual One's nick, wow, dude,
Wait. If that is Bert, he needs to let us know it's him. So, anyway, what else we got? So let's talk about the new syndicates, you know? Let's talk about the new shit.
Well, okay, what I said was, first off, mention it. Radio for me, you know, gotta love them. Thank you very much. We found out last week from a listener and said, well, no, I'm listening from you guys. I guess we didn't know we had them as a syndicate. I thought we were dropped. Secondly, we have the Fox FM, the pseudo-FM named radio station that Juke actually IM'd me just a second ago in chat and let me know that, yes, in fact, they're internet. So, therefore, we're not going to get them in trouble or ourselves in trouble by saying fuck, cunt, snatch, pussy. Okay. Calm down.
Pussy.
Calm it.
Sorry.
And I found out Extreme Radio Tampa, well, excuse me, let me rephrase this.
Extreme!
Roach is in there saying, hey guys, we're running your show at Extreme Radio 107.7.com, formerly Extreme Radio Tampa. We went through some shit personally. Station got dropped by a back burner, but they're back. So Extreme Radio Tampa, one of our original syndicates from way back when we started
shit.
Up, they're back. So this is awesome. What are you looking at?
Rufus, you're a dick.
Weird. Okay, so now let me know.
If that's Rufus's 17-year-old cock... That's fucked up. I think he might have just. I think he might have just taken a picture of his cock and posted it.
Well, we're not going
to
advertise
that. No, Timmy, you're not allowed to say fuck.
Yeah, Timmy, you can't. We can, you can't.
Oh, my God. Look, he's strangling the poor thing.
I don't want to see this.
Dude, wait a minute. Rufus shaves his pubes. Dude, look, he's shaved them. Holy shit.
There's a level of insecurity there.
But seriously, look, it looks like he's holding a fake cock on top of his like tiny little one that's sagging down here, even though it's a sack.
Aw.
I have no problem looking at cock. I mean, it's...
But you just admitted with 17-year-old cock, your ass is going to jail.
I don't know. It looks like it could be cock.
No,
it is cock, but there's no definitive... You know, unless he's... You know.
So you can't tell fully that it's cock. You just
look,
have to
I tell you what. If he wants to write Spankwagon Radio on it, we'll post it.
No, we will not. If we know that it's a 17-year-old cock, we're not going to post it because that's illegal. And as far as I know, I don't have the money for those kind of lawsuits.
I will get Alan Dershowitz to take up for us.
No, thank you.
So what else we got
Alan
going on?
Dershowitz. Well, like I said, we've got our new syndicates. Looks like we've got three to welcome today. Wasn't anywhere near planning that, but I'll get you guys loaded up. All I got to ask is, Roach, I think you still have my email from before. Send me an email. Remind me because my ass is going to forget, and I got to remember to put it up. All right, so let's see. We've got all that covered. We got all news, and we've got yet another caller coming in. So
hey, rock on.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Rufus loves you.
Ah, thank you, Rufus. That's
we
wonderful.
We love you too, Rufus. Unfortunately, we can't love you the right way until next year.
All right, so what we're going to do...
You can love your listeners, or you can love your listeners.
Grampy, no. Hair.
Hey, speaking of, did you hear they shut down Neverland Ranch?
Well, duh. Didn't he owe like $3 million still? He's still in bankruptcy with Sony. And, of course, there's that little fact of him liking kids.
Actually, what it came down to was that the workman's comp insurance lapsed last month.
Uh-huh.
So they fined him $1,000 for every employee, and he had 69 employees. They had to shut down the ranch.
Wait, Michael Jackson had 69 employees?
69 employees.
69.
Yeah, so they... charged him, what, $69,000, and they've got like 5 days to appeal it. But
interesting. So let's see. Let's cover this all these bases again. By the way, if you haven't figured it out, we do have a very active and alive chat room tonight.
And phone line.
You can actually go to our chat room by going to spankwagon.net, clicking on the cam and chat link. You go ahead and do so. And Click on that cam and chat. You could join in our conversation with all of our listeners.
He's got a dry mouth after looking at Rufus's cock.
So I'm chewing gum. All right, so, shit.
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Do you want to play that song?
Well, we could do that first off, but that's pretty early to play. Well, it's almost 20 minutes
after. No, not that song. No, we can do we'll just do a break, and then let's do play that one song.
What song did you want to play?
I wanted to play Danko Jones' Lover Call. I fucking love this song.
Yeah, what is this song?
Dude, I heard it on Squiz or one of the other XM stations I listened to, and I heard this, and I was like, holy shit, this song fucking rocks.
Okay, so why don't we go ahead. Danko Jones' Lover Call. Let me go ahead and cue that bitch up. Is this going to be a good song?
It is a good song.
Or am I going to listen to this and go, what the fuck are you thinking?
No, dude, it's a good song. It's a good song.
Okay.
that scoop. I used to watch all the older fellas work down the block. That's right, when they used to work, I used to watch. And when I watched, I learned the lover call, baby. If you wanna do it right. Lick it up, side to side. Baby, we can do it for a night. Don't hold me back. Hold me back. Woo! That's right, I never want another call. Do you like the lover call? I love the lover call. Woo!
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
And of course, the chat room was yelling, we need to play more songs, but I'm like, but we don't normally
play a lot of music.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are first-time listeners to Spankwagon Radio from, you know, whatever syndicates you're coming from, ladies and gentlemen, we are a talk show.
But we do throw in some
music.
We
do throw in a lot of music, we do throw in a lot of good bits, and we do have a dude named Rufus who's really proud of his penis.
And Rufus, we're proud of your penis, too.
He's proud of your penis. I am slightly disappointed.
What, did you want it to be bigger?
Yes!
You just wanted some hair on it is what you wanted.
Dude, you know, if you're shaving your penis, and you're shaving
okay,
down
now,
the hair,
now, hold
there's
on.
A porn star reason, and that's all totally acceptable.
But no, wait, but it didn't look like he had, like, shaved it like baby naked. Well, it just looked like he had trimmed the hair down quite a bit.
What he did is he borrowed his dad's electric razor and buzz-cutted his cock hair.
You know, I gotta tell you, I do that sometimes, too.
I don't, I guess.
The pubes just get fucking crazy down there, man. Holy
shit. Can't say
the
same for me. Everything's well under control. So, I don't know. Well, I don't have to shave. I don't think I ever will, you know?
Oh, shit. Someone's posting links to Thoughtbot. Now I gotta
Thoughtbot.
See.
No, do not click on the Thoughtbot.
I want to see what it is.
Do not click on the World of WoW shit.
Too late.
Clicked on the World of WoW shit.
Dude, I love Warcraft, dude.
I know you love Warcraft.
You know what?
Warcraft.
You know what's fucked up? I'm actually floating between three games right now. I'm floating between World of Warcraft, City of Heroes. I started playing City of Heroes again. And I also picked up a new one the other day called RF Online. So
okay.
I've got, like, three different MMOs going all at the same time. And holy shit, man. It's like I'm fucking overloaded.
Interesting. I'm noticing in the chat room here, we got the guy from one of the syndicates. He's playing music.
Oh, nice.
Aside from our show. Dude, send a mixed message here, bitch. All right? I'm just kidding. Well, maybe I'm not.
Don't fucking gank listeners from us in the middle of our show.
Yeah, that's kind of foul,
shit,
dude.
Man, that's fucked up.
We're playing music while you're listening to Spankwagon.
Well, that's fine.
I mean, everybody has a right to listen to what they want to listen to, but, you know, show some respect here, sir.
Speaking of, if I get some feedback from the guys in the room there, what they thought of Danko Jones and Lover Call. What did you think, Trench?
I liked it, actually. It was pretty cool.
I think it's got... I like the guy's vocals. That's one of my favorite parts, is it is the vocals are really nice.
Yeah. So.
Guys, I gotta tell you, I am sucking down a 32-ounce one of those frozen coffee drinks from a place up the street. I'm gonna give him a fucking pimp. Fucking place called Java Detour. Holy shit, man. This guy fucking hooked me up, man. I've got a couple of Danish here. Got this big-ass fucking frozen coffee. Oh my god. It's fucking great. I wonder if I can fucking...
That explains, because I did like a big bunch of fucking Sugar Rush, you know, candy bars and shit to get ready for the show. So maybe that explains it. All right, ladies and gentlemen...
Hey, do you want to do... hey, you mentioned you wanted to do Shitty Mitty early tonight.
Well, we could do Shitty Mitty, but why don't we do this first? Since we have a chat room full of people.
Okay.
What we're going to do is those phone lines are open to everybody but Rufus. Rufus, you call, it's just going to be sad news for you. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to bring in our resident expert. Yes, his name is Murphy.
Hi.
He thinks he knows everything, and he's going to prove it to you. Let's bring in Ask Murphy.
That's Dr. Murphy.
Ask Dr. Murphy.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. All your questions and needs will be answered this evening. If you have a personal problem, something you need a little advice on, or just something you need information on, think of me as your own personal version of Google. Go ahead and give a call here at the studio. I feel like I got a cock in my mouth. It's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Clock cock.
Ha ha.
1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. Go ahead and chuck us a call here. If you have questions, something
anything,
you need answered,
anything
yeah,
is open.
Give me a call, man.
To Dr. Murphy, because he thinks he knows it all.
Hey, I have a microphone in front of me.
And
I'm officially an expert.
You. So
that's
everybody
right.
But Rufus, give us a call.
Yep.
Oh, now the phone dies.
Yeah, now the phone dies. Guys, if you're too shy to call, you can feel free to go ahead and PM Trench in the...
the Spankwagon name, excuse me, in the chat room. Oh, man. And he'll go ahead and he'll read your question.
Yeah, I'll read your question.
But we would much prefer to have you on the phone. That way I can, you know, hear and masturbate underneath the console.
Ah, this explains
Roach doesn't have a phone line. God, we've gone from guys with busted sixes to guys without
don't
a phone
even
line.
Have phones.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking Stitch pops it out there. We're on Skype, I think.
You know, we were on Skype last week, but that was another story altogether.
Not last week, the week before.
Week before.
Skype is pretty cool. My cousin just... Okay, here we go. We got someone ringing.
Ask Dr. Murphy. You're on the air.
Hello?
Oh, there you are.
Ask
Howdy.
Dr. Murphy. You're on the air.
Hi, man. Little Timmy.
Hi,
oh, little Timmy.
Timmy
finally called. How you doing, little Timmy?
What's going on?
Okay,
what's
Timmy. On? I know. We know you got to be quiet so your dad doesn't hear you.
So, what's your question, little Timmy?
I ain't got to worry about dad, man. He really fucked up.
Okay, man.
What's
your question?
What's your question?
Dad keeps his stash in like a briefcase.
Uh huh.
And it's got like a combination lock on it.
Okay.
Uh huh.
And I've been trying to find a website with how to pick into it, man. Does he know any websites for picking into the combination on the web on the briefcase?
Actually, I think I know the answer, but let me let Dr. Murphy know. Remember the movie Spaceballs?
Well, there's a couple of different options. Number one is going to be trying the combination. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's the combination of all luggage.
Now, wait a minute. There's one more. What I want you to do, Timmy, is take that briefcase, okay? Go get on your bike and ride over to the part of town that your mommy speeds through and makes you lock the doors. It's probably got a street name like Martin Luther King Boulevard, okay?
Yeah, we got one of those.
Okay, now this is what you do, Timmy, okay? I want you to get on that and make sure you're wearing the nicest Sunday clothes that mommy bought you. Okay, I want you to go down there and look for an old man with a van or a Negro gentleman, okay? And tell him you have a lot of coke and you need to get rid of it. Oh, and make sure you don't wear underwear because they're going to want to fuck you in your butt.
Okay, man.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Timmy.
Thanks, Timmy.
All right, so
okay.
Timmy, we got a question coming in from Roach.
Okay, Roach,
XR
what do you want to know? XR1077,
hey, I got a question for the doc. What does he think of anal sex and is it healthy?
Well, okay,
what
it,
do
depends
you think,
if,
what
it depends upon which end you're on. Okay, I am actually personally a fan of anal sex, of giving, not receiving.
thank you for the clarification.
As far as healthy goes, it all depends upon the girl. First off, if you have a young lady that you would like to stick it in her butt, here's my advice. Take her out to dinner to a place called Super Salad. Don't let her order the salad. Make sure she has soup. And that's it, because there's nothing worse than a little shit on your cock. Also, there's no such thing as too much lubricant when it comes to anal sex. So what you're going to want to do is let her have some soup, have a good relaxing evening. Now, when it comes time for the, well, butt poking, you're going to want to start with the tongue. Yeah, I know, it's a little gross, but if you're going to stick your cock in there, you might as well put your tongue in there first. Get it going, get a little bit of sliding with the fingers, then stick your cock in there as deep as you can get it. Now, during anal sex, remember, ow, I'm hurting is a good sign. That means keep doing what you're doing and doing it a lot harder and a lot faster. Oh, and you know what? When you're going that lubricant, you know you've got it right when it sounds like you're trying to pull your boot out of mud.
Interesting. So there you go, Roach.
Hope that helps.
And also he also asks, what did you think of anal jewelry?
Anal jewelry is something new to me. If someone would like to post a link for some anal jewelry in the chat room, I'll be more than happy to take a look at that. And there we go.
Okay. Toe points out in the chat room, there's an MLK named Street in just about every southern city.
Actually,
dude,
pretty much every city.
There's an MLK in every single city. I came from fucking Iowa. There was an MLK in Iowa.
But you have to remember, it's usually in your most minority-ridden area.
Gee.
I guess minority-ridden's a bad way to put it.
Minority-ridden.
Minority-ridden.
I like that. That's a crude way of putting, you know, you're fucked because you live in a minority-ridden area. All right, so any other questions here for
anybody.
Dr. Murphy?
Come on, guys, call in. Anything at all. We got a big chat room tonight.
We got a huge chat room. And Virtual One keeps attempting to send me a file, and it's crashing out. Oh, Roach asks another question.
Okay, go ahead, Roach.
Ah, he goes, ah, fuck the tongue thing. I'll do the fingers, but not the tongue, he points out. I guess it's more of a statement than a question.
Well, you know what, Roach? I got to tell you. there's nothing wrong with licking a little hiney. See, now here's something for the guys.
I can't, no. You know what? It fucking, that's where.
Hold on.
That's where E. coli and all that bacteria shit comes from.
Now, hold on. Now, again, that's why you make her, look, you make a whole night of it. You give her a bath, make sure you clean that shit out. Now, here's a little hint for you guys.
I can just see you with a fucking bottle brush going, cleaning the shit out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Literally.
No, okay, now here's a kick for you guys. The most sensitive part of a woman's vag isn't the clit. Well, the clit's pretty sensitive, but there are actually more nerves in the lip area that kind of stretches downwards towards the taint. So if you've got her on all fours and you're licking her pussy that way, number one, she's going to love that. You got to lick the pussy and you got to work the clit with a finger, but it's just a natural progression to move slightly up and tongue her asshole a little bit. I mean, come on, she'd do the same thing for you. And who doesn't like their asshole tongued?
Me.
Okay, other than
I just can't, no. You know, it's like one of those things.
You know, dude, you know, I was like that at first,
too. One of
those
areas you don't get near.
I was like that at first, too, but I got to tell you, here's the key. If she goes really really slow and really gently, it tickles and you tense up. But if she gets in there like a Rottweiler drinking out of a toilet bowl, dude, you can't fucking
that
go wrong,
right,
man.
Right, but
you can't
that's
fucking
funny.
Go wrong.
That ain't right, but that is funny. All right. Any other questions? Phone lines are completely open. Give us a call, 1-866-587-6257.
Oh, and by the way,
Buddha. Local Vegas, 383-8120.
Buddha, yes, a guy will stick it in your ass and then ask you to suck their cock later. But a real gentleman will stick it in your ass, then stick it in your vag, then ask for get the cock sucked.
In other words, it's called ass to mouth. There's like porn series
ass
all
to
over
mouth. That's right. Well, actually,
ATM.
You got to get the ass to mouth is fine, but you got to get the full bacteria transfer. You
Speaking
go ass, snatch, then in the mouth. Or you can just beat off in her eye.
There you go, and give pink eye.
Looking like a glazed donut.
Down the road, I know that we're going to have our self-proclaimed sexpert back in the studio.
We are. We're going to have Mistress Jessica back in the studio soon. She's taking a little
vacation.
Will
we get to see
vacation.
Her boobs this time?
I hope so, man. They were a pretty nice set.
Yeah, they were pretty large.
And I want to get Tiff back in, too. She was a riot.
Tiff was a riot, so we need to work on that.
Yeah, and I was talking
you,
to
Mr.
Sin.
Booking agent.
Dude, I'm trying, man. I don't know what it is. I'm just having a hard time lately getting chicks to come in and show their tits.
Anyhow. So anybody wants to call up?
Oh, Timmy, I know you're lying. We all know Daddy's tongued your asshole once or twice.
And Roach sends a link to us for Wikipedia about anal masturbation. We're going to let that one drop for now. All right, so looking at the clock, I think we need to go ahead and think about doing a bit here, another bit.
A bit!
Now, here's what's going to happen. First off, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are first-time listeners or long-time listeners, it's now time for...
Shitty MIDI!
And here's how this works. We have a MIDI ready for you guys. What this MIDI is, well, that's where you have to figure it out. So, what we're going to do, Oh, there it is. Okay. I thought I lost my MP3 of the actual MIDI. Whoops. What we're going to do is we're going to play the MIDI, and you've got to figure out what it is, and we'd like people to call in. So, we're going to give the number one more time before we start the playing up. It's going to be 1-866-587-6257. Local Vegas, 383-8120. That's area code 702 if you have to dial long distance. And what we're going to do is we're going to play this MIDI. You got to figure out and tell me what it is. Now, here's the thing. That was just the introduction. So, with
the
introduction...
That is super shitty, isn't it?
That is, oh, it gets worse. It gets much worse. Here, let me start it over. It's a slow start. I don't know why they put like a 5-second intro on this thing. You got to give us a call if you know what the shitty MIDI is. 1-866-587-6257.
Holy crap.
Told you, I got a shitty MIDI.
We'll tell you guys a pretty funny story about this MIDI when we get done, too.
Oh, we got a call. Thanks, Wagon Radio. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Is that Pearl Jam?
What is the name of the song?
You tell us.
Jeremy.
Very good. Who is calling?
Fuck yeah, this is Blue Buddha.
Blue Buddha. All right. Where are you calling from, Blue Buddha? What city, state?
I'm from Kansas City.
Ah, there. So of course everybody in Midwest loved this shit back, 10, 15 years ago?
Everybody loved this shit.
All right, so, Blue Buddha, what you get is the Jack Shit Prize or Award, depending on its relative worth to you. Are you ready for this week's Jack Shit Prize?
Bring it on.
You're ugly and you're pregnant.
Oh,
Oh, that was a shit prize.
Oh, that was.
Oh, but thank you for playing Blue
Buddha. I didn't know Blue Buddha was a chick.
I had no clue.
Buddha, by the way, if you've got a camera handy and would like to go in the bathroom and snap a picture of yourself topless, you can email it directly to us at spankwagonmail@cox.net.
Yes, because we play Blue Buddha Game, and that's a long story. All right, so here's the shitty midi of Jeremy.
God, can you stop that and play the real song? You're killing me.
Well, let's tell him the story real quick.
Okay, well, this is kind of funny. Every week, both of us bring shit in, and we really don't converse about much during the week except for, you know, every once in a while.
Right, we kind of just sit and we try to make it as fresh as possible by having absolutely no clue what the other person's planning. So we both bring in shitty middies and then determine which one would sound better to play. You know.
Yeah, like for example, last week I brought Devil in Disguise mm-hmm. by Elvis Presley.
Right.
And then the week before...
Which would suck because no one had a clue.
I know, seriously. And then before that, you did it.
And no one had a clue.
So we were coming in and we were talking about it. And I say, hey, by the way, I brought the MIDI. And Trench says, oh, so did I. I'm like,
so did I. You know, I got a MIDI this week that should be foolproof.
So then we sit back and we... oh, boy. Go ahead and finish.
Wait, stay focused.
Hey, we got someone offering to send in tits, goddammit.
Oh, yes. We'll get to that in just a second. So what happened was is, you know, Murphy here says, well, I've got a MIDI. And I said, well, I got one, too. And I said, but what do you have? Because I'm expecting the worst. He's picked some very
some
off-the-wall
shit. Hey, look, Devil in Disguise is not obscure.
That doesn't sound good as a MIDI. And we're getting another call. Oh, I know who this one is. Hold on, Claude. We'll get with you in just a second, all right?
Yeah, all right.
Cool. So Murphy brings in the MIDI, and he starts saying, oh, yeah, I got Jeremy by, you know, Pearl Jam. And I'm like, no fucking way. That's the MIDI I wanted to play.
We absolutely no conversation between us, and fucking we both
nice
bring the same goddamn MIDI.
Serendipity. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone line is a friend of the show's, the Buck 50 Sugar Daddy, the Quadraphonic Ayatollah, ladies and gentlemen, Claude Balls.
That is correct. Welcome me. Thank
What's
you.
Up, buddy?
I'm not too much, are you? We figure we call in because nobody ever calls the show.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Dude, tonight's been fucking
You're not
full
listening.
Of it.
This is proof you're not listening because we've had about 7 or 8 calls to the show already.
Really?
Including Cock.
As a matter of fact, we've new listeners. We have up to 3 new syndicates.
Wow. 3 new syndicates?
3 new syndicates, all of which will be posted on the web.
Chat
later
room's
on.
Fucking pumping tonight, too.
Awesome.
Are
awesome
these like new syndicates or are these just old syndicates?
New ones.
Two old syndicates and one brand new syndicate.
Okay, 2 old syndicates and 1 brand new syndicate.
Motherfucker, recycling is good, okay? That's all I'm going to say.
So how are you and the little lady?
Oh, we're doing pretty fine. We're hanging out at the mall right now. Yes, we are mall rats waiting for a movie to start.
What movie?
Date movie.
Couldn't get her to go see The Hills Have Eyes, huh?
Dude, I'm not going to watch The Hills Have Eyes. Not because it's a scary movie, because... Dude, I'm not watching remakes of films I already like. That's fucking dumb.
You know, and I agree with you. When the original Hills Had Eyes came out, that one was scary enough, and that was a great movie.
But you know what, though? The remake of Texas Chainsaw Massacre wasn't half bad. So, I don't know. I got high hopes for this. We'll see what happens.
I haven't seen the remake of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre either. Arlie Ermey in it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he'd be pretty good. But you know what? I have the original on DVD. Mainly because it was learning material for moving to Texas and everything. But, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and stick with the original on a lot of movies that are already good.
Okay, well, let me ask you about this. There's a rumor going around right now that's unsubstantiated, but still could be possible. They're saying
sure.
that Sam Raimi is going to redo Evil Dead 1, without Bruce Campbell, but he's doing it himself. So, yes, it's a remake, but it's a remake that Sam Raimi's doing. What do you think about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, but the problem is, I mean, part of Evil Dead is Bruce Campbell and
yeah.
pre-rape.
Oh, without a doubt, dude. Trust me, I'm a huge Bruce Campbell fan, and him not being in it kind of kills it for me a little bit, but still, it's Raimi, and I love Raimi.
Yeah.
Well,
by the way...
That is true, but let me ask you something. What if all of a sudden they decided to remake Star Wars, but they, instead of, you know, because everyone's so damn old now, what if maybe they had Ashton Kutcher instead of Mark Hamill?
See, that would be retarded.
Right, because, and that's kind of the same way it is if you cut... Bruce Campbell out of Evil Dead.
You know, and I kind of agree because Bruce Campbell is so associated with the Evil Dead franchise, you
yeah.
know, that would be kind of retarded. But in the same breath, they can get away with things like that because, you know, I'm sorry, they just did Bo and Luke Duke, you know, instead of Rob mm. Schneider and Tom Wolpat, we had Johnny Knoxville and I can't remember his name.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I know
no,
who you're talking about.
That's different because that's different. That's going from a television show to a movie, okay? What it is you're writing a movie based on a television show. You're not redoing something that was already there. It's not like they refilmed every episode of The Dukes of Hazzard with, you know, Stifler and, you know, Johnny Knoxville.
Right, right.
It's not like that.
That's pretty bad when you're an actor and no one knows you by your real name.
Yeah, but what about King Kong then?
About King Kong?
I mean, it's 70 years, but...
I'm sure it looks pretty good, but... I don't know.
No, no. King Kong wasn't all the... Okay, it hasn't been 7 years since the last remake of King Kong. Remember the 1984 movie?
Oh, by the way, we are getting...
Was that 84 or 78?
No, it was 84 that I thought that had... that was remade last. Anyhow, you were going to say there, Murph?
We are getting Buddha, Blue Buddha, who is proving to be probably one of my favorite listeners right now, has said that Evil Dead is being remade, and it does look like that Bruce Campbell is in it.
But why remake it? Just because you got a budget?
Well,
this time?
I mean, you have to remember
some of the beauty of that first, though, those first two Evil Dead films.
But
was
Evil
the
Dead
low
2,
yeah.
Evil Dead 2 yeah. isn't even really a sequel. Evil Dead 2 is just redoing Evil Dead 1 with better effects.
Okay, welcome to
150 gallons of fake blood.
Here too, all right?
Welcome to the land of Highlander. That's what it is. You're redoing a film to try to redo your first film. There's another film that just came out that tried to redo the first film. You know, I can't think of what it's off the top of my head, but I know Highlander is the first example that always pops to my head. Sorry, Claude. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say is another reason you couldn't redo Evil Dead would be simply put, the whole mood is just not there anymore. You and I have had this conversation many, many times. Action films nowadays suck ass because it's not the 80s. You know, everyone wants to rely too much on CGI to be the new MSG for instant movies, and just the vibe of gritty filmmaking is totally, totally gone. I think because it was like shoestring budget effects and shit right there, I think that's why a lot of people like Blair Witch Project, was it had that old feel of just somebody who didn't have a budget.
Thank
so
you.
They tried to scare
but
you
it's, not, or, it's or, not necessarily
or,
a budget,
or
it's
what
just
they'll try to do
good
is like,
writing.
No, the Blair Witch Project, it was based on, my like for it was the simple fact that, you know what, it did look old-fashioned. It didn't try to be anything that it wasn't. You know, I'm sorry, Look Who's Coming to Dinner. It was, you know, a remake of...
Yeah.
You know, or look who's, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, it's just a remake, yeah.
You know, it's a remake, and they tried to... No, you failed. You're missing what was...
Yeah.
You're adding a budget, which is missing the point.
Well, hold on. Let's even take that as another example. The original Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, okay, that was a movie that was actually meant to be a drama and a serious social commentary.
Exactly.
You know, and then they redo it, and now it's some cutesy fucking date film. Yep.
Well, okay.
You know, so what happens is not only are they redoing a film... Then they're trying to change genres. That's like what if Mad Max went from being, literally the same thing, a gritty action film to a fucking comedy, where every time Max ran somebody off the road, he fucking had to pop a one-liner like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right, exactly.
It's not gonna happen.
You know, and that's what you're doing is you're ruining a film by trying to modernizing and updating it. But
if there were any film that I would run out and see, if Hollywood were going to make it right now, Sam Jackson and Snakes on a Plane.
Dude, that movie looks incredible.
What is it up with Snakes on a Plane?
Dude, it's Snakes on a Plane.
That's pretty much the title is the plot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Snakes on a Plane.
Snakes on a Plane. It was Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought they were going to rename it to Dead Negro Storage on a Plane.
Dead Negro Storage. Oh, great. By the way, in the chat room, everybody's going on about Bruce Campbell, so you might want to hop in the chat room, spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat, irc.slashnet.org, /LVRocks to join the chat. All right, well, we're going to let you go. Enjoy your movie. Enjoy standing in line.
Hey.
At a
mall.
Claude. Hey, I got a question.
Are you going to cut the bottom out of the popcorn tub?
Oh.
Do it, dude. Do it. 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 Don't do that. Do it. Come on, dude.
Yeah, okay. Claude, let me ask a question. Just because I know you're a Las Vegas transplant into Texas, you know. Isn't it weird going to a movie at a mall and not at a casino?
A little bit, yeah, because when I walk into the mall in the theater, I smell popcorn instead of cigarettes and pork grease.
There you go. All right, Claude, thanks for calling in.
As always.
Ladies and gentlemen, that has been your Quadraphonic Ayatollah, your Buck 50 Sugar Daddy, Claude Balls. Thank you. All right, so where we were going before Claude called in, we do appreciate the call. We were going to go ahead and cut to music, so everybody, for you who's just joining us or whatever, everybody's been listening, I should say. Here is the real Jeremy. We're going to cut to our musical break. We will be back in a little bit. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back.
Thank you.
righty, ladies and gentlemen, you're back with
Spankwagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
What a nice break. Lots of action in the fucking chat room today.
Fuck, seriously, guys. God
damn,
shit.
People. We got people posting MySpace links, though. You know, one thing I will say, MySpace, social engineering, not a fan of. Still not a fan of.
Dude, I love MySpace, man. It's great watching people think, you know, people actually give a fuck about what they have to... No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I'm on MySpace, too. I'm a big fan of it. It's fun to just go through and, like, check people out. And one of my big problems, though, is fucking some of the shit that people put on their page just makes fucking Firefox shit the bed.
Well, what it is, they want to put all those audio and video files, and that just fucking crashes out. I mean, it's not just Firefox. Most of the formats, because there's advertisements behind them, because they actually have, like, embedded code for advertisements, pop-ups and shit, crashes every single time.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you guys build your MySpace pages, think a little more out of the box and a little more outside of the... learn to code a little. Just don't always do it based upon the WYSIWYG editors, because they're going to fuck you in the long run. I just got to point that out. Anywho, what are you doing? Oh, you're.
I want to see this, dude.
Okay. One of our listeners posts MySpace. You're fucking logging in to try to see what you're hoping. They got booby pics, don't
Hell
you?
Hell yeah, dude. I like seeing people's pictures.
Boobies.
It's pretty funny.
Well, yeah. What I love is glam shots. People put glam shots.
Oh, I know.
There.
Fucking, like, I look good in glamour shots, for Christ's sakes.
Jesus. All right, so. Where do we go from here? Because I got a lot of news. We got a lot of shit going on.
Hey, look at that.
Is that the one who called us?
Yeah.
Hey, there's a booby pic. I told
Holy
you so.
Holy shit. Booty, you're a hottie. And you know what's better, dude? She's a Harley Quinn fan.
Ah, everybody, you got to love the Batman.
Fucking Harley rocks. Dude, you know one of my favorite parts of Batman Beyond the movie is at the end with the twins walking out after they get bailed out?
Mm-hmm.
Fine, Grandma Harley. Fuck, I love that. Dude, that movie's fucking great. It's been on HBO like... every night, every morning this week, and I keep making my wife sit down and fucking watch it. I keep explaining over and over again because she keeps forgetting. Who's the little kid? That's Robin. I thought he was older. No, that's a different Robin. How many Robins have there been? Too many.
Someone points out, Toe, yeah, one of the main reasons I stay away from MySpace, shitty web design. It's like being back in 1997 with GeoCities. Exactly.
Yeah, well.
All right, so anyhow.
Howdy.
All right, will you get off that and... kind of
actually, I keep wanting to...
you want to get off on that, we know.
No, I kept looking for... because it shit the bed on me, so I had to go and get the story.
By the way, we got to put this out here, just because we know we have hot chicks listening. Spankwagon Radio runs a contest. And what this contest is called Booby the Game. Now, what you do is you write Spankwagon on your chest.
Or have
someone else do it. Friend, loved one, whoever.
Or if you live here in Vegas, the hosts of the show.
Oh, I'm going to call them. Basically what you do is you have someone write this on your chest, Spankwagon, then you send it into Spankwagon Mail. We put it up on the website and people have to guess your age. It's actually rather clever. Hey, Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
How do y'all feel about President Bush?
What?
How do y'all feel about our current president?
Is this Rufus again?
No, this is not Rufus, this is Joey.
Oh, okay, well, I guess you'll have to tune next week because we don't have RoboDick here this week. But get tune
I hear
in.
He's out hunting.
Yeah, he's out hunting. Tune in seriously. Tune in next week. You'll hear one of our friends of the show, RoboDick. He can lay down the entire anything you need to know about our president George Bush. Okay.
Yeah, RoboDick will give you all the information you're looking for.
And if you're looking for RoboDick in the past, just download last week's show off of the podcast.
Yeah, RoboDick was there.
And RoboDick was there, and he was talking about a lot of the current politics as well. So
Rufus likes RoboDick.
Yeah, we guessed
that's
Rufus.
Wonderful.
Okay. By the way, next week is St. Patrick's Day, and I will be putting together the Spankwagon Radio official drinking game.
Yes.
That will be played during the show, and I may actually have to have someone take me home. I plan on getting fucked up on the air.
Yeah. By the way, someone asked, "What does President Bush have to fuck? You know, what the fuck does President Bush have to do with Spankwagon?"
Well,
tune in more.
Yeah, turn in next week.
You'll definitely figure this one out.
Yeah, RoboDick.
All right, so. We got some news,
news
and more stupid people. And I'll have to have you man the chat room.
Uh-oh, okay.
Okay, so keep chat comments coming
all
in.
Right.
Woman suing restaurant over food poisoning last August. Tamara was having a nice dinner with some friends at the Blue Agave, a Mexican restaurant on the Gold Coast.
Agave. Agave.
Sorry, I didn't see the funny little squiggly thing. On the Gold Coast when she ate... Chevy? I don't know. C-E-V-I-C-H-E. You figure it out. The appetizer, typically raw fish marinated in citrus juice, tasted fine to her and her friends. Sounds good to me.
Tasted like semen.
But, 34, who the fuck cares about her age, says she became violently ill after the dinner in August and is now suing the restaurant for negligence. The Downers Grove mother of two is still seeing doctors, has incurred more than $100,000 in medical bills, and can't even keep water down. She'd be dead by now if she couldn't keep water down, people. I just want to point that out. It's clear this woman got a bad fish. The lawsuit, which seeks unspecified damages, doesn't specifically put the blame on the food, but Dixon, this lawyer, says that blah, 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 and her table mates all ate the dish and got sick, though her friends were fine after a few days. So
she ordered raw fish, got raw fish, ate the raw fish, got sick from the raw fish, and is now suing because of the raw fish.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I just want to point out, if you risk eating raw fish and shit like that, you're making the mistake. That's why when I eat sushi, I don't eat sashimi. I don't touch sashimi. It scares the holy fuck out of me. Because you can get all kinds of sicknesses off of sashimi.
Yeah.
Sushi is steamed. Okay?
Well,
and most good sushis are steamed. You know, so they go through all that stuff. I'm just pointing this out. A little bit of some news here from overseas in Amsterdam. You've heard of the 12 o'clock law.
No, what's the 12 o'clock law?
The 12 o'clock law says that if you're a complete moronic imbecile, your VCR is probably going to be flashing 12 o'clock
because
you can't set it. Well, here's an interesting little bit of factoid. Half of all manufacturing products returned to stores by consumers are in full, perfect working order, but consumers cannot figure out how to operate the devices. Product companies and returns are often caused by poor design, but companies frequently dismiss them as nuisance calls. So half of all products that get returned, if you work in retail, now you used to work at an Apple store.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. How true does that hold?
Yeah, it's true.
Can you give some details?
Instead of just going,
it's true, and letting the drop?
Let's just say some people aren't smart enough to use the product.
Will you tell us something?
Okay.
Some people aren't smart enough. Well, that's great. Give us detail.
Okay. We had one individual.
And why did someone post a fucking link to Tub Girl?
Tub Girl rocks. yummy. Okay, so we had one dude purchase a... What was it? It was an iMac, and it wasn't the nice new iMac. It was the older lamp iMac with the swivel screen, the one that I particularly liked.
The lampshade iMac.
Yeah.
Okay.
And one of the things that they offer at the store is how to they offer to install products.
Okay.
This guy insisted he could do it himself.
Okay.
Put the airport card in wrong, snapped the antenna cable.
Ooh.
Yeah, and we had to return it for him. Another thing is I actually did, and towards the end of my tenure with Apple, actually told someone to box up their computer and bring it back because they weren't ready to own it yet.
You pulled the old gag that goes around all the tech support, box your computer up and take it back because you're too stupid.
Yep. Yeah, I said, you're not ready for an Apple. Go ahead and bring it back. It's just beyond you. There's a commercial here
locally for the cable company that has this guy saying, oh, my friend here needs a half a computer.
Yeah,
it's retarded. Because he has DSL and... They look over and, you know, oh, this is a perfect computer. Click. The cow says.
Nice.
It's a funny one.
What you got over there?
Actually, this is more of along the lines of our political needs. I'm just going to point out something here. If you've never heard of the company, you should. It's called United Nuclear. What they do is they supply chemistry kits. You know, the good old-fashioned chemistry kits you could blow shit up with. United Nuclear is currently under attack, though. The United States CPSC has initiated criminal legal action against them and other chemical suppliers. In short, the CPSC would like to ban the public from access to chemicals. This would mean an end to hobbies such as model rocketry, pyrotechnics, and, of course, chemistry. One by one, the freedoms are being taken away from United Nuclear and others. This action must be stopped now. Specifically, the CPSC, is focusing on certain chemicals and metals at this time. So I want to point out, everybody needs to go to www.unitednuclear.com/legalaction.htm. What that'll do is that'll actually give you some information as to how to help fight this, because I don't know about you guys, but I think, you know, part of growing up is playing with model
dangerous
rockets.
Dangerous chemicals.
Dangerous. Well, everything is dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's going to kill you. Ask the lady who ate the raw fish she ordered intentionally.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But the point is, we got to make sure that, you know, the government knows that we're not going to have this. We're not going to take this shit. Because as far as I'm concerned, it's our choice to buy it or not, not theirs.
Well, you know, it's to protect us from terrorists. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's protect us from terrorists. Say, hey, I got something. Check this out. You know that really cool nifty phone that's on all the commercials that everybody wants?
Oh, man, I want one of those Razer phones. I hope
you're hold that
those,
thought.
Those Razer
hold
phones
that thought.
Are beautiful.
Because apparently Singular and T-Mobile have stopped selling them. Apparently there's a slight issue that can cause it to drop calls and just work entirely.
Okay, wait, every fucking phone I've ever had, every cell phone I have ever had
that's
drops
usually
a fucking
the signal.
Call.
This is pretty consistent, and it looks like it is a actual physical hardware glitch. Singular stopped selling it this week, and it looks like T-Mobile stopped selling it about Wednesday. And Motorola's stock tumbled 2% on the news. It's a pretty bad issue, especially when you have to do a recall on the phone. Motorola's taking care to replace the units, and the quote here is, we pulled the Razer units from retail since it was not immediately known which devices were defective, had the defective component.
So what exactly is the defective component? Are they actually releasing
they
that
haven't
information?
Said, they haven't said what it is. They've just said that there's an item in it that causes the calls to disconnect and the phones to reboot.
Oh, okay. So we are dealing with a rebooting phone.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a definite issue. And you know what? I know people that have Razors that have had that happen.
Well, you know,
squeezed it too hard and made the battery disconnect.
Well, I knew I do. Well, duh. You're dealing with something, you know, that small, that lightweight. That's gonna fucking happen because you know it's not stress tolerant the way some things. I mean, come on. I may be a proponent for the older shit, you know, and I love my brick phones and stuff like that. But you know, you can't have a Razor and expect it to. Hold up to, like, you know, what a regular older phone would hold up.
Oh, same definitely.
Thing,
but
same thing probably, and I'm going to say this, have they done a recall on the new Sliver phones Motorola puts out?
I don't know if it's got the same hardware inside, because I think the Sliver's entirely, not entirely different, but mostly different.
Okay.
So, speaking of phones, you were pretty much drooling over mine the other night, too.
Oh, man, your phone, you haven't
mine
talked
is the,
about this. You were going to talk about this on the show.
Yeah, my phone, I just got it, is the Singular 8125, and it is a U.S. release version of the HTC Wizard, I do believe. It's a basically PDA and phone all in one.
Chazad says in the chat room, apparently it's only the GSM versions, which is why Verizon's still selling it. Is Verizon using CDMA, or is Verizon using... I mean, what is Verizon's version?
Don't know.
Okay.
But my phone is it's running the Windows Mobile 5, and it does have the slide-out screen to the keyboard, and I thought you were just going to masturbate with it last night. Cause
I love the phone. This is a beautiful phone. It's I have to have a phone that's hardy.
It's definitely hefty.
A hefty phone. It's not too small. It's not too weak. It has the keypad, so if I actually wanted to do text messaging, which I don't really because a phone to me is still a phone.
I do a shitload of emails on that thing.
You know,
though.
I mean, I'm sorry. This thing feels really good.
Oh, it's good. It's hefty.
It's wide.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice, and it's a good weight. It's a good size. And I have a little mount in my car, and it just clicks right in there, so I have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one of the things I really like about it, too, is it's got the memory card slot up top, and yep. I've got a 512 memory card in there, so I can load this thing full of music and mm-hmm. pictures. It does video,
and it's using the Singular Edge Network,
too.
My thing is, I know it's going to sound like very strange, but the width of the phone.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the...
You know,
it conforms
you can hold to your hands so much better, and that, to me, is very important because you look like a fucking faggot holding one of these
little tiny chiclet-sized phone.
Chiclet-sized fucking phone up to your... Hello? Yes? Hi? I'm calling on my cellular. This thing?
It's got a cock. It's got a cock
for a
phone. Sombrero
and a gun.
Right to my ear. Okay? And then, not to mention the...
The slide-out
the
screen.
The slide-out. It looks really sturdy. Even that slide-out doesn't feel loose.
Don't wiggle it. But it's a nice phone, and I really like it, so...
So, like what is it? What kind of phone is that again?
This is the Singular 8125, and like I said, it's just a U.S. version of the HTC Wizard. It was the first of these model phones that didn't have the little antenna sticking off the top.
Got it.
And yes, the 8125 is drool worthy.
That's what Chazad says in the
room. There's
by the way, Chazad points out Verizon, Sprint are CDMA. Actually, I don't know about Sprint. Sprint can go either way now because now Sprint is joined with Nextel.
Well, Nextel was its own...
I think my next phone, though, is going to be on the Nextel side, and I definitely want a GSM phone.
You know, I have nothing but problems with Nextel here in the Valley. And,
really?
It sucks.
Well, go on. Give me some examples.
Well, dropped calls, really bad reception. There are dead spots on the freeway. Also, up in my end of town where I live, there's no reception up there. I'm sitting in my house. I have absolutely no reception. So, I went from living one side. Yeah, thank you, Toe. Toe points out that Nextel is IDEN.
See, now I thought Nextel was CDMA.
No, they're IDN because of the push-to-talk system.
But, duh.
Yeah, but I went from one end of the valley where I had no reception with my personal phone, but all reception with my work phone. Then the other end of the valley is completely opposite.
So, in other words, no matter what phone you're going to get, you're going to be fucked.
Yeah.
Okay, fair
pretty
enough.
Pretty much.
What do you got for news?
Man, I got so much news that's scary, but there's one piece of news, a couple of pieces I wanted to talk about. The first is going to be, of course, the Barry Bonds information that came out. There's a book coming out here on the 27th called Game of Shadows,
mm-hmm.
and it is it's written by the two reporters from the San Francisco Chronicle that have been following the Barry Bonds story since it started in about 98, 99, and they're talking about Barry Bonds' steroid use. It is probably the most damning evidence I've ever seen against Bonds. He was booed today. The really funny part is he thinks he's going to be in the World Baseball Classic if they make it to the second round. But
they haven't called him up yet, though.
No, they're not going to call him up. Let me see if I can find the exact article here because I had to move through some pages. Let's see here.
So he got booed when he went out for batting practice?
Yeah,
he
got booed when he went out for batting practice the other day and to play in a spring training game.
Okay.
Let me get to this story here. Sorry this is taking so long, guys. Like I said, Firefox shit the bed on me when I went to go to Blue Buddha's webpage. By the way, Buddha, nice tits. Okay, let's see here. Barry Bonds is thinking about joining the United States team in the World Baseball Classic, assuming it advances to the second round of play. But U.S. manager Buck Martinez says that's new to him. Martinez says he has no plans to alter his 30-man roster to make room for Bonds. WBC rules allow for teams to substitute player for the next round if there's an injury. We have absolutely no injuries, Martinez says. No one wants Barry Bonds around. Why? Well, because of all this evidence. There's a lot of evidence in this book that shows exactly what drugs he's on, the cycle that he used, how often he used them. I mean, it details very, very particular stuff. I have never been a fan of Barry Bonds, ever, even
that.
Remotely. And this just points out the failure of a human being.
As a matter of fact,
sent
out a link, or one of our friends sent out a link earlier this week to ESPN that showed photos mm-hmm. of Bonds from beginning to current and how it seems like he literally exploded in size around 2000, 2001.
Yeah, that's what the book details is that he apparently was extremely jealous of Mark McGwire, felt that he was a better player than Mark McGwire, and he deserved the recognition that the white boy was getting, and that was his phrase. And so that's when he started a very hardcore regime of steroids and really exploded. And it also details him as an adulterer, as a tax cheat, and is just as a despicable human being.
Let me ask you a question then. Do you think that... maybe the book is going in too many different directions to try to make Barry Bonds a villain?
Not at all. It's very detailed, and it just shows his lack of ability as a human being to really play a sport based on fairness. And I'm a firm believer that baseball is truly the only pure sport left, because when it comes down to it, it's a battle between three people. You've got the guy in the batter box, the guy crouching behind him, and the guy on the mound. It comes down to those three guys, very basically. There's a lot of detail that goes involved there, and people say, oh, how can you watch baseball? It's so boring. It's so boring. No, it's not about boring. It's about paying attention to these very slight changes. Watching a pitcher who can move a fastball around the zone is amazing. Watching batters who can anticipate and hit a ball coming from out of nowhere is awesome. Watching a catcher who has to know every player inside and out and know his own pitcher mm-hmm. to be able to know what the guy has left in him.
Right.
You know, there are great pitchers out there. You know, Paul LaDuca comes to mind exactly. You know, he is a pitcher, he's a catcher who knows his pitchers, who knows the guys coming up. I mean, it's great to see guys like that. And then to see guys like Barry Bonds getting all the glory.
Now, we know that Major League Baseball has been protecting Barry Bonds for the past several years.
Oh, yeah.
Do we think that it's going to be something along the lines where, you know, they're going to keep protecting him no matter what this book says, and he's going to be in the Hall of Fame?
Bud Selig has... started a commission to look at this.
Okay.
As it stands right now, Barry Bonds has not been suspended. He's also, I do believe, the only player who's not part of the Players Union or the Players Association, and they won't be protecting him. Baseball has protected Barry Bonds for a long time because he brought people, unfortunately, he and, you know, Mark McGwire and the other sluggers brought people back to the sport.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did. You know, the home run race was probably one of the best things for baseball since the strike.
Yeah, but the problem is that slugger mentality has taken people out of paying attention to small ball. Guys like Alex Cora and Cesar Torres, the best double-team duo in probably all of baseball. Everyone talks about A-Rod and Jeter as sluggers. They don't pay attention to their defensive abilities.
True.
Those guys are incredible, man. They're an infield that just leaves nothing to be reckoned with. You know, guys like Roland and pitchers. You know, everyone looks for the big strikeout pitchers, but no one pays attention to the smaller pitchers, the guys who go in and work it. Everyone's looking for the no-hitter. Everyone's looking for the guy who can strike out everyone on there. Mm-hmm. No one's paying attention to the guys who can move pitches around, who can work the breaking ball, who can work the slower stuff, because they don't want to actually focus on nothing but power.
Right.
And when you've got a pitcher who's doing nothing but focusing on power, you wind up with a guy with a short lifespan. It's Barry Bonds and the like, and his ilk, that have basically brought baseball to a new low, and Barry Bonds specifically, because he has cheapened the game. Anything that he does now has to have an asterisk or has to be wiped out. You know, people try to compare him to Ruth or to compare him to, you know, Ty Cobb or any of the other big players, or DiMaggio. You can't compare players of today to players back then. The sport has changed. It's still the same at the core, but some of the details have changed. But to allow someone like Barry Bonds or even Mark McGwire to eliminate a record that stood with that kind of evidence is just cheapening the sport, cheapening the game, and the spirit of the game.
Okay, I can agree with that entirely. Looking at the clock, though, we have to do this.
Uh-oh.
We definitely.
You're going to make me cry.
No. We're not going to do that yet. We're going to do this.
Yeah, we better get started on this early.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time in Spank Wagon Radio, where we honor you, the listeners, by giving you
mad props.
Now, for your mad props, let's give it up to Anorexic Pillow.
Mad props.
BNM.
New props.
Bob.
I don't even know what to say. Guy just simple pops props. Up. Simple props.
Chizzard!
Geek props.
Digital Diva!
Diva props.
DJ Midnight.
Schwicky Schwicky props.
Josh X&D!
New letters every week props.
Stealth Raven X!
Newbie props.
Stitch 1019 Fox FM!
New affiliate props.
The Juke.
Good old props.
Toe.
End of my foot props.
Tyler XR 1077.
Mad props.
Returning syndicate. Virtual One.
Mad props.
And finally, Vokuris.
I can never pronounce your name outside of the chat room props.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is you, our faithful listeners, and your mad props.
Oh, shit. Bob is Rufus.
Well...
Hold on. Wait. Just because I love the guy. Here, take that back.
Okay. He really has a small dick in real life.
Props.
There you go, Rufus.
There you go, Rufus.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Ha.
Feels good,
you know, and
it?
That's nice. We have a loaded fucking
it's
chat room.
It's great, man.
This is great. So, let's see. Moving on. Hey, this bike is a pipe bomb.
This bike is a pipe bomb.
This bike is a pipe bomb.
Everybody run!
Bicycle sticker bearing the name of a Florida man. This bike is a pipe bomb. Prompted a three-hour scare at the Oasis. This is somewhere else, obviously. In Ohio, I believe. It did not yield to be an explosive device, though. An Ohio University police officer on foot patrol discovered the phrase...
Wait. What? A what?
It did not... It was not an explosive device.
What was he?
Oh, I'm sorry. An Ohio University police officer.
Ohio
University police officer. You know what that means?
He's a security guard.
He's a security guard. He's a campus cop, which means...
Stop or I'll throw my walkie-talkie.
Exactly. And they give out parking tickets. That's all campus cops ever did for me. Basically, he discovered this phrase on a bicycle chained to a railing at the Eatery. Clever name for these restaurants, the Eatery. On University Terrace at about 5:30 in the morning... Emergency responders and city employees backed off most of the University Terrace, Park Place, and Morton Hill until a bomb squad from Columbus Fire Department completed search for an explosive device. The team found no explosives. This is the second time.
Oh my God.
This band out of Florida will sell you a sticker that says, "This bike is a pipe bomb." You put it on your bike. That's the joke. That's the
fucking
gag.
Great.
Now, let me ask you a question. In all honesty, would you ever, ever advertise a bomb?
Oh, yeah.
You would. So you would go out and buy plumbing and go, "This PVC is a pipe bomb."
Fucking movie studios do it all the time.
But seriously, you put a fucking sticker on a bike, and just because it says, I mean, who do these people think? Do they think criminals are that stupid?
They might.
Or are they hoping they're that stupid? Oh, hey, they say it's a pipe bomb, therefore it must be a pipe bomb. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Land of stupid people. You got other news?
Little baseball, World Baseball Classic news. Everybody knows that we got completely pounded by the Canadians, which was fucking hilarious. And then they went on to lose to Mexico. So the U.S. does have another shot at... we are moving on to round two, and Barry Bonds won't be there. something else, too. We had to have our game against South Africa today. We had to use the mercy rule. I guess they pounded the shit out of them.
Hey, wait. Point this out here. A bunch of people in the thing have said they've handled pipe bombs. Woohoo! Good for you. Glad you have all your fingers. You succeeded to the next level of life.
And we have a radio show. Thanks.
Now, well, they're one of them's our syndicate too, so they trumped us. Hey, one of them goes, this is a stitch from Fox 101.829 FM, .x3. He says he was the only campus cop that got laid more times when he pulled over a hot chick. Why do I not believe that? I don't know. It's just
no.
Excuse me, ma'am. I've got to give you a ticket. I will let you kindly get out of your $5 ticket for some head.
The studio troll's cracking up there. Stop mentioning head and she starts cracking up.
Or you do it in the voice, I guess. She's had a boyfriend that must talk like this. Come here, baby.
She's out there cracking up.
There you go. All right. So.
Oh, wait. Come on. Let's get this. So was it... I got to get in your view here. So was it, "Hi, baby, I'd like to stick my cock right in your ass."
The breathalyzer thing. That's how we did it. He goes, "I think you've been drinking. Please blow on this."
Nice.
All right, moving on.
Let's see some scores from today's games, from the actual games, not the World Baseball Classic. I don't have a whole lot of faith in it. I mean, come on, when the Netherlands are playing, for Christ's sake. Some spring training games to take note of. Detroit beat the Dodgers 12-3. Oakland beat the Angels 16-4. St. Louis beat the Mets 11-3. There's a lot of high scores going on right now. Also, from the World Baseball Classic side, the Padres are playing the Korean team. They're 7-1. And Japan is tied with Milwaukee 3-3. Oh, that's not World Baseball Classic. I'm sorry. That's games in general. Let me see if I can get some of the World Baseball Classic games. Because I tell you what, the World Baseball Classic it's kind of interesting, but I think the U.S. teams are treating it like a joke.
Well, duh. I mean, considering the fact that,
they're putting a 60-pitch limit on the starting
pitchers. Yeah, exactly. They're putting a 60-pitch limit on there, which tells me that they're not taking it serious. And they're also afraid of injuries.
Yeah,
because
they should be.
What they got to deal with is they've got to deal with these overpaid prima donna assholes.
Oh, yeah.
And if they get injured, they can't play the regular season. There goes ticket sales.
Yeah, I know. It sucks. Let's see. Oh, there was a really interesting thing that happened yesterday during the Cuban game. There was an anti-Castro banner behind home plate. And
who saw that coming?
Yeah, it was when Cuba played the Netherlands, and it said, "Down with Fidel," and the image of the man holding the sign behind home plate was beamed live Thursday to millions of TV viewers, including those in Cuba.
Interesting.
So needless to say, the Cubans are just a little pissed off about that.
Well, no security took away the sign.
Yeah.
Because they've got to play this amazing game of politics, and they're ruining baseball because of it.
So let's go over some of the baseball scores from...
How about we don't?
I just want to go over some of the World Baseball Classic scores because they're funny. Netherlands beat Panama 10-0.
Wait. This is the same Netherlands you just made fun of.
Yeah, the problem is they're 1-2, so they're not going to advance. You have to have two wins to advance. Australia got beat by the Dominican Republic. No shock there.
What's the score?
6-4.
Okay.
Right now it's bottom of the fifth, and the U.S. is beating South Africa 17-0, but I'm pretty sure they're going to put the mercy rule on that one.
The mercy rule's already kicked in by now. I'm going to bet that by the fifth inning that if you're ahead by 15, Yeah, you're done.
Put the mercy rule
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, it's mercy rule.
And also, Puerto Rico in a final, they beat Cuba 12-2, which is kind of a shock.
And that's a 10-point, and they ended it in the seventh.
Yeah.
Look at these mercy rules. This is a little league rule that they have to put.
Well, they don't want to wear the guys out, especially in
hurt
a tournament.
Hurt their feelings?
Well, I don't know about hurt their feelings, but in a tournament play, you really don't want to wear the guys out.
Just point out.
So, yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah. What else we got going on in the world?
Well, we need to do this.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Now I'm going to cry.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Dead Celebrities of the Week! This week, three people killed over. We're keeping up a pretty
steady pace.
Pretty steady pace. Our first one, Dana Reeve, 44, the wife of Christopher Reeve, dies of lung cancer. Dana Reeve serves as chairwoman for the Christopher Reeve Foundation and founded the Christopher and Dana Reeve Paralysis Resource Center. Her and her late husband, famed for his movie acting role of Superman, became advocates for paraplegics when he suffered a spinal injury in 1995 after he fell off the horsey. So your first dead celebrity, Dana Reeve, 44, died of lung cancer. Our second dead celebrity of the week, Gordon Parks, African-American filmmaker, dies at 93. Renowned African-American filmmaker Gordon Parks, known for his photography, film direction, and autobiographical works, including the book and film The Learning Tree, died Tuesday at his home in New York. He was 93. Parks was a pioneering black artist with an impressive list of honors and accomplishments, including at least 40 honorary doctorate degrees. He was the first African-American staff photographer for Life magazine, where he worked from 1948 to 1972. President Ronnie Reagan presented him with a National Medal of Arts in 1988. He published at least 5 semi- or wholly autobiographical works. So this dead celebrity, Gordon Parks, dies at 93. And finally, Hall of Famer, baseball pitcher, oh no, excuse me, player.
You're killing me.
Do it.
Kirby Puckett.
Dies of a stroke. A former professional ball player for the Minnesota Twins died Monday afternoon in Phoenix, Arizona, one day after suffering a stroke and undergoing emergency surgery for the resultant cerebral hemorrhage. He was 45 years old. The Hall of Fame center fielder, whose .318 career batting average is surpassed only by Joe DiMaggio among right-handed hitters, was a 10-time All-Star in 12 seasons with the Minnesota Twins. Puck won 6 Gold Gloves Award and 5 Silver Slugger Awards for defense and offense.
Let me catch up on a couple of these, too. Some other stats of Kirby Puckett. Over his career, he played over 1,700 games, had over 7,000 at-bats, batted in over 1,000, had 1,000 runs, 2,300 hits. For home runs, he had 207 home runs with 1,085 career RBIs. Guy was an amazing player.
And let's not forget, he led to the Twins to World Series championships in 1987 and 1991.
If it wasn't for glaucoma that took him out of play, I'm sure he probably would have played another 4 or 5 years.
Kirby Puckett also suffered massive weight increase the minute he was off the field. He was a big guy to begin with, but the minute he left the game, he ballooned, and that was a lot of what people believed caused the stroke.
Yeah. Kirby Puckett, also one of the interesting things, too, when Kirby went into the hospital after having his stroke, Ken Griffey Jr. sat with him for about 12 hours till about 3 in the morning right before he died, before playing his next day in the WBC. Kirby Puckett was a lot to Minnesota fans. He was a lot to baseball. I've never seen an individual with as much enthusiasm for the game as this man, and it's a big loss.
So, ladies and gentlemen, there's your dead celebrities of the week. Dana Reeve, Gordon Parks, and Kirby Puckett.
at least I held the tears back.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, newsflash. State Department confirms body found in Iraq is American Christian activist Tom Fox.
Who's that?
He was an American Christian activist who went to Iraq.
Okay, woo!
Just another guy.
Tom Fox, you're next. Dead Celebrity of the Week, because we don't know fucking
He was one of four Christian activists who was kidnapped last year, and they verified that the body that they found Friday morning is his. So no information on the other three hostages, though. So it's okay. Kind of fucked up.
Well, I need to take a quick break, so why don't we go ahead and do so?
Can you play my songs?
You didn't give me any.
Yes, I did. There was a shitload on that stick.
Oh, no, I only downloaded the one you told me to download. Sorry. We'll get to it, don't worry. You'll be okay.
Honest. Cry.
Over Kirby Puckett. He
over
didn't know
songs.
You. Why should you cry? Anywho, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
Will you quit looking at her site? Jesus
dude,
Christ, you're perfect.
Look, she's got nice hooters.
Could be wrong.
Could be wrong. I could.
gentlemen. You're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
And of course, people are dropping left and right, but that's okay. We only got about 7 real minutes of show left.
Yeah.
Hey, Studio Trolls here. Let's see some boobs.
Oh, I already saw one. You weren't looking.
Well, I was busy. One, two.
Hey,
two.
The two.
Yay!
Together.
All
thank
right.
you very much.
Thank you. Love
and by the
boobs.
Way, she farted for the bowl cam. So.
Oh, nice. Well, you know, there's truth in the fact that women fart. You know, a lot of women won't claim to, but women can be just as smelly and obnoxious and disgusting as men.
Oh, yeah. The blast hit at 2:13 a.m. What's all this confetti in the bed?
What?
Honey, those were your panties. seriously, my wife farts and she Dutch ovens me. It doesn't do it intentionally. She doesn't realize that when I sleep, I keep the blankets just up over my cheek. She farts and I'm like, oh, God. Was that you or the dog? Between me, her, and the dog, our house should have a hazmat warning.
Nice.
Seriously.
Nice. Oh, shit.
Man, this has been a great show.
You know what? Let's not break our arms patting ourselves on the back just yet. We're not done.
You know what? It's been mostly the guys in the chat room keeping it going, keeping
definitely.
It live.
Definitely got to love the chat room
props
tonight.
To the new
new
to syndicates. The new
syndicates. Bringing in the new listeners. We definitely appreciate it. But we'll get all that in a minute. Woman named King at Hood. I love fucking lame headlines like that.
Yeah.
Woman named King at Hood. As Hood College celebrated its second annual homecoming last month, the naming of a female student as homecoming king has elicited both criticisms and praise. Jen Jones, 21, a Hood senior, said she didn't even know she was nominated until she saw her name on the ballot. Of the total 169 votes cast for King, Miss Jones received 64, earning her the title, which was announced at a semi-formal dance February 18th. Santo Provencio, 21, was also on the ballot for King. My first thought when I heard she won was the obvious. She's a girl, says the bigoted Cesencio Provencio. Certain traditions are supposed to be a certain way. You know, she's probably, like, so butch that she's going to kick his ass now.
Look, if she's going to munch box, let her wear the crown. Fuck it.
You know what? If she plays the man at least 50% of the time, fuck it. She's
the qualifies.
Dude.
She qualifies.
She's the man. She's the dude. All right, you got news?
Hey, speaking of fucked up sexual situations, drama about polygamy causes stir in, of all places, Utah.
Really?
Set your TiVo, boys and girls, because after The Sopranos this Sunday, we've got the brand new HBO show Big Love. I'm looking forward to this. The upcoming premiere of HBO's Big Love is causing a big buzz in the Beehive State. Everyone from practicing polygamists to the Mormon Church, which shunned the practice more than a century ago, are anxiously anticipating the fallout from the show about a Utah polygamist and his three sometimes desperate housewives. For those of you that haven't seen previews of the show, it actually looks pretty cool. Basically, it's Bill Paxton, and he's got three wives, and it's pretty cool, and I think it's going to look neat, and I love anything that will rile up the polygamists and the Mormons, because the Mormons start saying, but we don't practice that anymore. Yeah,
yeah,
you've
bullshit.
Got little fringe
yeah,
cults,
got little
out,
fringe
there
cults
that
out there that do. I mean, it's not a thing that doesn't exist.
Yeah,
obviously still exists.
In 1843, church founder Joseph Smith said he had a revelation from God allowing the practice of plural marriage. Plural marriage. In 1890...
Plural mallage?
Exactly.
The fuck is mallage?
Fuck off. In 1890, a subsequent...
Do
we mallage?
Do you got any like mallage for in the morning?
I'm gonna hit
like fiber.
Made a public revelation during the Declaration that church members should stop practicing polygamy. The federal government had required the Utah Territory to end its endorsement of polygamy as a condition of statehood. I am just tripping over my own fucking tongue tonight. I need to stick it in some snatch.
Me too.
Studio
you know,
troll.
notice she just laughs at you at that statement.
Yeah, I know.
Think about that. Here's one. For those of you guys who are students out there, especially our wonderful 17-year-old listener, I guess.
Rufus. Get your cock out of your hand and listen to this.
Technical problems cause errors in SAT test scores. On the order of 4,000 students taking the October 2005 Scholastic Aptitude Test, or SAT, received scores lower than they should have been due to an unexplained technical problem. Some scores on the reasoning section were as much as 100 points too low out of 800. And this may be unfortunate for these students, considering that the final acceptances and rejections are being decided before the affiliated universities have been noted. So, in other words, you sent your shitty SATs to a university you wanted to go to. If you get rejected, it may not be your fault. Those SATs may be okay.
So that would explain the high increase in attendance and enrollment at Barber College and community colleges throughout the country.
Hey, now, don't knock the community colleges.
Oh,
especially
why would
here,
I ever
especially
do that?
Here in fucking Vegas, okay? Because as far as we know, UNLV, you never leave Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay, look, wait, time out, time out. Studio engineer, you're in here, and I'm sorry, I promised I wouldn't do this.
He's throwing you on
what
the
air. What did your UNLV degree get you?
Nothing. Aha, you put on the wrong mic.
I got the wrong mic. His switch is down. No, it isn't.
No, we're hearing.
You hear me?
No. Okay, well, he said great. Nothing. Thank you anyway.
He said it got him
he
nothing.
He said nothing. You know, UNLV got him nothing. You go to CCSN, the Community College, Southern Nevada. It might actually mean something. Huh? You got a plaque on the wall. Yeah, that's it, you know? So I mean,
and you're qualified to bartend. So
and deliver pizzas.
Yeah, pretty much.
And studio engineer, you know, for an internet radio station. So we'll point.
And yet somehow we still have this happening.
For what? Oh yeah, yet we still get this happening.
We still get this.
You gotta look in fucking death. Holy shit. All right, I'm looking
at... Look, you and Leroy need to figure this shit out, all right?
Him and Leroy can't see the eye on shit. He's pizza, Leroy's chicken. It just ain't going to work out. It just isn't going to work out. The fucking studio troll has a better chance of figuring this out.
You can't throw a booby on it and fix it.
No, but you could sure entertain the people having the problem with the board.
She's missing a great opportunity to show in here and flop in here and show her tits.
She only has like a one-tit contract limit. I'm just
saying. She's got a one-tit writer.
One-tit contract. Yeah, it's like she can only flash once per show. Anything more, and we actually have to pay her above regular union fees.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we're not asking for it. We're not asking. Oh, hey, wait a minute. You got a gold card. Hey, you got a gold card out. All right. All right.
It's a gold debit card. Who are we kidding?
Well, at least you can try to look impressive. All right, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. You know what?
It's about that time, isn't it?
It is that time. Been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You've been listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
We have to thank a lot of people for putting us out in the world for you to enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
First off, let's say a big thank you to all of our syndicates. Flash FM, Fox FM, KC Host, Livid Radio, LV Rocks, Mega Rock Radio, Radio for Me, and Extreme Radio. Also, a big thank you to LV Rock Studios for allowing us to come in here every week, get boobies flashed in our general direction, and to fart in the chairs. Also want to say a big thank you to friends of Spankwagon, All Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Riff Revolution, Subject to Discussion, and VFTP.
.net.
For those of you who want to contact Spankwagon Radio, spankwagonmail@cox.net.
Send us your boobies.
Send us anything, except your cock there, Rufus. That's an order. Again, I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
We appreciate everybody listening. Find out when we're playing again live by checking your syndicate or when we're just on. And also, if we're not live,
you'll find us in the archive.
Go check out our podcast stream, podcasts.lvrocks.com. Again, I'm Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
Have a good night.
And don't forget, kids, next week is the big St. Patrick's Day show. Get your alcohol ready because we're drinking our asses off.
Come on! We'll be right back.
Vegas, Nevada. You're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
We'll be right back.